Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's kind of interesting because, you know, my fellow Republicans are all kind of losing their minds a little bit over Zoran Mandami getting elected by, a, you know, what, 10 points, 9 points, demolishing Andrew Cuomo. I mean, a nobody, an upstart, you know, a naturalized citizen, you know, the first African, the first Muslim, the first, the youngest, you know, all of the, born in Africa. I mean, it's crazy, you know, all the different things that are true of him. And, yeah, I mean, it's concerning. He's a socialist, you know, some would say a communist. But, you know, he wants, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. You know, he wants to do free daycare and to pay daycare workers the same as you pay teachers. He wants to give people grocery stores run by the government and, you know, because it's worked so well in all the other countries where they've tried government produce. And as you know, that every time there's a government service, it's the most efficient thing that you've ever encountered because government is like, you know, government is never the best at anything. Never. But, you know, sometimes they're the only option. Well, you know, they're not really the only option when it comes to grocery stores. Rent control and tax the rich and all of this stuff. So, you know, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas had put up a note yesterday about the election is, you know, okay, fine. We're going to put a import tax, a tariff now on people who try to move to Texas. You don't get to flee this bad decision, folks. You're stuck with it. A 100% tariff. I don't know what a 100% tariff is. Income tariff, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, you know, a tariff on people coming. So there's a lot of, you know, upset people on the right. Here's my view of this. First of all, Greg Abbott, what's the word I want? Is an idiot. sorry. Listen, I like Greg Abbott. He's usually, you know, fairly well-spoken, smart man. But, bro, the Commerce Clause, you can't tax people. It doesn't work that way. It's, you were the Attorney General. You know this. Come on, stop it. Don't be stupid. Oh, he was making a joke. Yeah, you know, governors shouldn't make jokes about how the Constitution is not to be obeyed. Well, the president does. Oh, okay, yeah, I know. And it's bad when he does, too. Okay, it's bad, 6-7, either way. whatever. It's all true. But here's my view of this. Oh, yeah, I mean, he's going to run New York into the ground. I mean, it's going to be terrible for New York. Wealthy people are going to be fleeing. What was the somebody else said? We should build a wall around New York and make them suffer the consequences, like in Escape from New York. You know, or, you know, you can't, don't let them come to Florida. But they're going to bring their policies here. That was Abbott's argument. Don't let them come to Texas. They'll bring their policies here. But the people who would leave are not the people who supported this. The people who oppose this are the people you want. Like, you know, every once in a while, I wish there were a way to give just a 30-second logic referee evaluation device. Like, I should make an app. Just when you're about ready to post something, ask the logic referee and see if you've got it exactly backwards so you don't look stupid. Oh, logic referee says, foul!
That's no, actually a really good idea.
I know. It's the app I should make, but I don't know anything about apps and software, so,
you know. I'll help you.
Okay.
No worries.
All right. No, but seriously, this don't let the fleeing New Yorkers escape. Well, the ones who like this are the ones you want to let stay in New York, and those are the ones who voted for it, right? The ones who voted for it aren't the ones that are going to come here. I mean, not for maybe a year or two, because when everything implodes, then they're going to flee. But, yeah, it's going to be terrible for New York, no doubt. But let's consider the alternative. Let's imagine, okay? Let's just imagine. Let's imagine that it works. Because, you know, in the realm of what's logically possible, right? It's logically possible that, just as a matter of, like, historical fact, it could work. He brings the blessings of socialism to New York. Suddenly, New York turns from whatever it is now into some great and wonderful example that Karl Marx is finally right somewhere. You know, finally. He finally got it right. All these times when they kill tens of millions of people and they create a completely unjust society and people go wait for hours in line just to find out if there's any meat of the day left at the grocery store in Russia. You know, the experience globally of communism hasn't exactly been a party. It's been really, really awful. You say, well, that's communism. I say, okay, shh. Come back to me later. But it could work. He's a very charismatic guy. He's a very likable guy. You know, he smiles a lot. Maybe it works. And listen, if it works, wouldn't you be happy that it works? I mean, I always want to find the best outcome. And if lo and behold, for the first time in human history, socialism does better than capitalism, look, the results are results, right? I mean, let the experiment run. That's the whole idea of having all the states. We don't tell every state how to run itself. We let the states experiment within parameters. You know, we don't let them prevent the importation of fellow citizens under the Commerce Clause and so forth. But, you know, we let the states experiment. And if it works, you know, if Oregon decriminalizes all of your hard drugs, all of your hard drugs, and that works and they make a prosperous utopia where everybody's getting high and super productive and they're all super smart, I mean, okay. We found out that all this time we've been wrong. Turns out Oregon reversed that within 3 years, you know? So we learned what we already knew, and I didn't have to pay the price for that. I mean, the people I might care about in Oregon had to pay, and the overall economy paid. But, you know, Oregon tried a stupid thing. It didn't work. They reversed. New York is trying a stupid thing. If it works, wonderful. If it doesn't work, well, they suffer. That's democracy. I will tell you, I hate the outcome for New Yorkers, but I kind of love the idea that self-government, you know, choose your own incompetent leaders who make impossible promises that any rational person knows are not going to work, and see what happens. You know, the whole idea of democracy is you get to pick it. You pick it. And if you pick badly, you suffer. And if you pick well, you prosper. And here you got, you know, again, the youngest guy ever born in Africa, naturalized citizen, all of that stuff. Okay. Cool. I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting that they threw aside the whole existing structure of people that would normally be sponsored, you know, to run the country or to run the city. And they said, we want something else. Okay, cool for you. It's going to suck. But here you go. Try. Because, you know, what happens is if it's great, well, we learned something. And if it's terrible, we confirmed something. And you know what happens in a year or two or three or four? I mean, you know, they can always impeach him or recall him or who knows. I don't know what the provisions are for the mayor of New York. But, you know, if it's terrible, somebody will do something about it. Right? Probably not 4 years from now. And that's how democracy works. Sometimes you got to make a mistake so you can relearn the lessons that history failed to teach you. So, okay. It's not the end of the world. It's not the presidency. You know, it's not, I mean, right? He's not the president. Well, Andrew, you don't know what he might do next. Well, I know that we have a chance to watch what happens in New York, and it's probably going to make a difference. So we'll see. So, yeah, it's not a surprise that he won. It was obvious he was going to win. But, again, that's the nature of self-government. Sometimes it's an utter catastrophe. It's an ugly, horrible, terrible mess. Well, Andrew, it's going to ruin the lives of – it's going to ruin the city. It's going to, you know, destroy lives. It's going to harm people. Yeah, probably. Guess what? The blessings of self-government will manifest. 519 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Foo Foo Festival, Atlas Beverage Class featuring Grayton Brewing Company, the World is Your Oyster Collaboration Dinner, Thanksgiving, and so much more. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't you have any regular friends?
Famous people are just more interesting.
Good morning, 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy Patronis.
We love you.
Oh, man. So if you listen to the interview that I did on Monday, and then you listen to the replay that we had yesterday, you know that Jimmy Patronis and I did an interview on Monday during his speed remediation class, you know, where he was going through the online thing to, you know, fix the ticket that he got when he was driving in Gulf Breeze the other day. And as he described it to us, he got a ticket for 6 over. And I said, you got a ticket for 41 and a 35, because I was thinking it was on Highway 98. And I haven't gone back to listen to the details of the interview to remember which things he said yes or no to, but that's what I had figured was happening. Well... Not exactly. So Channel 3 did good follow-up, and they went and asked Gulf Breeze police, you know, and part of this was, you know, Jimmy had said that they're being like snipers, and they're hiding, and, you know, they're secretly getting you when you're, you know, all this, and we had this conversation about how he had tried to pass a bill that would make them be out in plain sight and in the median, and I agree that I think it doesn't make any sense to hide and do speed enforcement, because the kind of driver you want to catch is the one who drives right by a cop speeding and doesn't realize he's driven past a cop, because that sort of oblivious driver is the one who's likely to get into an accident for not paying good enough attention. And he agreed. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't want to catch the people who are, you know, you have to catch secretly. If you're out in the open, you discern between the oblivious and the unoblivious driver. Well, it turns out that Jimmy was going 68 in the 45 on the bridge, going towards Gulf Breeze. And the cop was not in an unmarked car. The cop was in a marked car, according to Gulf Breeze Police, Rick Hawthorne. And good chief, that he was in before the hump, so he wouldn't have been hiding behind the hump, if you want to make that argument. And he was very visible, meaning the only kind of driver that would go by at 68 in my head all of a sudden. Anyway, the only kind of driver who would go by that sort of cop would be the one who's not paying attention. And then the cop only rode him for 6 over. So the cop was doing him a favor, doing him a kindness, a solid. Oh, no. This is a bad story for Jimmy, I think. I think that the cop did not know it was Jimmy Petronas. Okay, the cop, this is not a, like, you know, wasn't aware.
What's it was 68.
68, thank you. I was right, 68. So 23 over, which is a lot. But then again, it's 3-mile bridge, and, you know, you're probably holding up traffic at 68. But okay, fine.
You are.
Because that's everybody drives that way. But doing him a favor, you know, writing it down to 6 from 23.
The super speeder law.
Yes. Nah, 30. I think 30 is the super speeder
law. Oh, I thought
it
was over 20.
30 or 100.
Okay.
And so then to, like, criticize the police and make it sound like they're going after the, you know, the mild offender, you know, it's not a good look. Here's my one. If you want to find a way to maybe, you know, give a little bit of grace on Jimmy, I think maybe you could argue that what he was trying to do was protect the cop for giving him a break. You know, he didn't want to get him in trouble but you know, I don't know. It's not good. It doesn't make him look good. So we'll talk about it with him next Monday. 5-Time News Radio 92.3. Awkward conversations in the future. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. In a surprise to very few people, California voters have supported Proposition 50. The measure redrawing congressional maps to favor Democrats was approved yesterday. Proposition 50 was an effort led by Governor Gavin Newsom designed to let Democrats win more seats in Congress. The federal government shut down, Andrew, now in day 36, making it the longest in U.S. history.
Woo! This is not a celebration. Go on.
Air travel woes to the loss of food assistance benefits. But as Jimmy Petronas mentioned, and others are starting to echo now, some in Washington, D.C. are hopeful that the shutdown could end this week. The FDA is issuing a recall for America's top-selling cholesterol-lowering drug. The recall involves 140,000 bottles of Atorvastatin. Boy, it's...
I'm loving the various effort, though. You know, I like that.
Why can't they just call, like, you know, call it Fred or something? You know, like,
the effort is
a
there.
Bottle of Fred.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Take some Get Thinner.
Ever.
Wait, we got Get Thinner 1, Get Thinner 2, Get Thinner 4.
Pills. There we go. I could say get thin pills in the morning. Yeah. Avastatin pills apparently they're calcium tablets. And that action was, the recall was initiated by Ascend Laboratories based in New Jersey. They sold the pills imported from India. Apparently there were problems with the way these tablets dissolve. So there you go. If you take get thin pills.
There you go.
Just check to see if they've been recalled.
All right, David. Thank you so much for the update. Just one. I hadn't I have other thoughts on this whole Mom Donnie thing. And I will not pretend to be some expert on him. I literally started paying attention to that race on, Monday. I started doing some, today's one. Yeah. For Tuesday's show, I did a little bit of research on basically reading his website. Because what do I care who's the mayor of New York? I mean, seriously, how does it affect your life? Who's the mayor of New York? I get, national news and, discussion things is all about paying attention to stuff that has no impact on your life as if it's the most important thing on earth. That's the brand, right? I try to pay attention to things that either are good opportunities for you to practice good thinking and learn good principles, or else they matter to your life. And if it's neither of those, then well, I don't care. But the one thought I did have, it's kind of weird to me that this guy is supposedly, on the one hand, he gets called this Muslim radical by some people, on the other hand, he wants to make New York City an LGBT. I got to figure out which acronym LGBTQIA+ is his preferred acronym string. Now we have to ask people what their preferred acronym string. What's your preferred pronoun? They, them. What's your preferred acronym string? Don't want to offend nobody. Anyway, so
square root.
Yeah, square root of 14. So -3. It's a imaginary number. Anyway, if somebody's a devout Muslim, even a radical, they're not pro-gay. Unless they're like a terrible Muslim. So I don't really know which it is exactly. It's kind of confusing.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The mayor-elect in New York City is Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani, who immediately went on the attack.
Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
He's the city first Muslim mayor, and at 34, he's the youngest soon-to-be city leader in more than a century. His inauguration set for January 1st. In neighboring New Jersey, Democrat Mikey Sherrill trouncing the Republican Jet Chidrelli.
I know not everyone voted for me, but I'm working for everyone.
In Virginia, Democrats turned the state house from red to blue. Democrat Abigail Spanberger with a runaway victory over the Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, and the government shutdown now reaches 36 days. That's a record. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 48 degrees, clear skies right now. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says New York City voters have committed ballistic podiatry. He told Fox News last night by electing Zohran Mamdani as their mayor, they shot themselves in the foot. The governor says that the only people that think Mamdani's policies will work have never studied history. DeSantis is predicting public safety could collapse under that administration. Well, Senator Rick Scott says he wants Verizon to explain their role in what he believes to be an unlawful investigation. Scott announcing yesterday that he sent a letter to Verizon CEO Daniel Shulman about Arctic Frost. That is the name of the investigation the FBI conducted 2 years ago, focused on Republican lawmakers after the 2020 election. Scott said he was one of those targeted, and he wants Verizon to release cell phone data collected on him and his colleagues. He's accusing the Biden administration of illegally spying on Republican lawmakers. Leon County woman suing the state over a law meant to help pregnant women. Olivia Keller, she sued last week to overturn a law that allows pregnant women to get handicapped parking permits. She says the law violates the Americans with Disabilities Act by allowing pregnant women to use the few available spots reserved for the handicapped. According to the lawsuit, fewer parking spaces means Keller's ability to participate in work, medical care, social, and community activities is severely limited. She tells CBS 12 News in Palm Beach that she empathizes with pregnant women, but the law is putting convenience above need. Well, a blast of Arctic air will be coming to the eastern U.S. this weekend, bringing a deep freeze to millions. Temperatures expected to fall from the Dakotas all the way to Florida, with forecasters saying it could feel more like January than November. It's 5:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a lovely day today. Temperatures near 77 degrees for your high, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 77. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Keeping your nice weather around on Friday, 77 degrees for your high. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 5:34, we've got 48 degrees with clear skies. Our next news at 6. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. U.S. Steel has detailed its billion-dollar multi-year growth plan with new owner Nippon Steel that includes modernizing the century-old steelmaker. The company said it will make the investments by the end of 2028. U.S. Steel added that it has identified more than 200 initiatives to save money across all business segments, assisted by nearly 50 professionals from Nippon Steel. Bloomberg News reports that Apple is preparing to launch a budget Mac in the first half of next year, entering the low-cost laptop market for the very first time. The device is made for students, businesses, and casual users who primarily browse the web, work on documents, or conduct light media editing. Supermicro computer shares plunged as much as 10% after the server maker issued weaker-than-expected results for the fiscal first quarter. Revenue fell 15% from nearly $6 billion a year ago. Net income fell by more than half to just over $168 million versus the $424 million a year earlier. Futures are currently mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see?
Continue on. You continue on to the beach. Then you're met with an off-duty county sheriff's department employee in full uniform who explains that you can only walk on the wet sand, but you can't put your beach chair there. I have friends that were actually threatened with a trespassing citation. Is this how we welcome visitors to Perdido Keys beaches?
No, it's a good question, Orange right? It's beach a good question. This was during the forum for the Escambia County Commission meeting about 3 weeks ago, and it was Francis Ortiz. And we talked about this at the time, but it was this question of beach access on Perdido Key, especially at Perdido Key access number. Was it one? I think it's one. Or is it two? I think it's one. Anyway, it's the one right when you go onto the roundabout and you turn left and go to Johnson Beach, you immediately turn right and you go down that road. It's that one. That's the one people are upset because you've got this customary use issue. You've got the 75-foot issue. You've got you know, people go and walking between crime scene tape and they see a sheriff's deputy there and they don't know what they're supposed to do. So this is in the background, and I wanted to know, well, I mean, what are you doing as law enforcement? So we have the sheriff here. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here. Those folks report to him ultimately. And I wanted to ask him, Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm great. Good to have you. So what are you telling your deputies? I know it's a confusing situation. There's a lot of unclarity right now in the law, but I mean, what are you guys doing? What's the law? Tell people what they need to hear.
We're keeping the peace is what we instruct our deputies to do. So as you mentioned, there's a lot of gray area in, mm-hmm. in regards to this. And there's some things working through Skamania County Board of County Commissioners that they're working through some things legally. I believe it stretches all the way to Walton County. Everyone's trying to figure out who owns beach. Is it public beach? Is it private beach? There are condo owners who believe that they own the portions of the beach, and they have some paperwork showing that, as I understand it. And then there's some new legislation that's decades old that shows that no one can own that. It's the public part, and then there's a high water mark. So there are condo owners that hire off-duty deputies, and we instruct them to – well, we don't – that's not our crime scene tape, by the way. We don't put that tape up. That's probably a condo or someone else.
Useful to know.
Yeah. And what we're really just trying to do is keep the peace. So there is an area that a condo would own. They would own their pool area. They mm-hmm. would own maybe the area that they store their stuff in. But when it gets closer to the water mm-hmm. and high tide, low tide, that's when it gets a little bit in the gray area. And I've instructed our deputies not to make arrests on that particular area until this is resolved. Again, oftentimes law enforcement's put in a situation where no one knows the answer, so let's call law enforcement,
right.
some 21-year-old rookie deputy, to decide what 25 and 30-year lawyers can't figure out. So my instruction simply is to use your head, use some common sense, use some decency. Let's do our best not to arrest an individual for being on the beach, but let's make sure that there's no disruption, no violence, and that sort of thing.
Would it be fair to say, in addition to the situation being unclear, that you're really kind of waiting on the county? I mean, the commission they've been trying to work through mediation and that didn't work. And, you know, even their answer in the commission meeting was, it's kind of an unsettled issue at the moment. And so it's very hard to have a cop come in and solve what the courts and the politicians have been unable to resolve with any clarity to this point.
We're oftentimes expected to do the impossible. And that's just the bottom line. It's the first thing that we look at when we go to any locations. Let's establish ownership. Who owns this property?
Mm-hmm.
If there's a property dispute between neighbors or between whoever,
yeah.
Who owns a property? Who has the authority to say you can come, you cannot come? And if we cannot establish ownership, then first of all, let's not make any arrests based upon that.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just make sure that people, you know, no one strikes another person. And then let's make sure that there's, like I said, it's working its way through a court, through some sort of resolution. So you're right. We're waiting to hear from the Board of County Commissioners on who owns that property. And they're, to their credit, are trying to wait for it to run through the process before, I guess, some judge. I'm assuming they're waiting for a judge to determine who owns this property. And then it'll filter down to the Board of County Commissioners. And ultimately, we'll know. And I'm sure once ownership's established, there's going to be signage.
There'll be clarity about it. Yeah, I kind of feel like it's the teacher who comes across the sixth graders that are kind of fussing against each other. And you're like, you know, if you keep this up, I'm going to call your parents. In this case, the parents are the Board of County Commissioners. And you call the parents and, you know, the parents are also sixth graders. Like nobody knows.
I don't know. We don't know what.
We don't know. We're just trying to figure it out. All right. So, well, I mean, that's helpful because It seems to me like the message to folks is, you know, just simmer down. Nobody's quite sure what the end resolution is here. Let's just not get into a fight. Let's be as civil as we can to each other. And hopefully somebody will figure this out fairly soon so we know what we're doing.
Correct.
Good. That's not great clarity, but that is the way things are. And, you know, that's what we want. And by the way, I know you feel like everything is unclear. I'm telling you, I feel like it's unclear, too. I feel like I'm not a terribly stupid person, and if I can't figure it out, you know, it's hard to expect the ordinary person to be able to figure this out.
And again, there are people that have a lot of background in this. They understand
the
argument. They can even make the argument. Oftentimes, our deputies, that's not part of our rookie school. That's, you know, the deputies that we position out there in Perdido, we do that so that they will have some background and some knowledge, but they don't have they don't know what happened in 1968, you know, on this.
They don't have law degrees and original documentation.
And they don't have time to go back and study all that stuff. Right. So what we do have, that's why we have attorneys.
Right.
My general counsel is talking with the Board of County Commission counsel and to make sure that we're all on the same page. And that page is that we're waiting for resolution.
Speaking of legal advice, I had somebody text in a question because I don't know if you saw this video of a porch. I don't like the term porch pirate. I think it's too nice, honestly. Porch pirate is too nice. A porch thief. Somebody who comes up on the porch. Who comes up on the porch and takes a package that doesn't belong to her. And in the video, it's been booby-trapped with blue dye of some kind. It's like a, you know, ink pack and a banknote or whatever, you know, dye pack. And she gets all covered, and then she backs away, tries to be calm and casual about it, whatever. And he says, "Is that legal?" And I would have said, "Oh man, it looks like it's a booby trap, and you generally can't do booby traps. You can't set a tripwire in your home, you know. You can't you can't do that generally, right?"
That's correct. Generally speaking, yes, you can't put spikes in your yard,
Punjabs, someone chest sticks or whatever,
and you end up killing someone.
You can't Rambo up your front yard.
Yeah, right. And there's also obviously a civil issue there. I think you have to weigh what's taking place here. I guess blue paint wouldn't be that bad. And here's the thing. First of all, you shouldn't be stealing someone's package, right?
Right.
Let's all understand that.
Right.
But as much as we want to catch them, I'd be very careful about what type of booby trap we have. Again, is it something that's going to harm them? It's going to put you if not a criminal matter of some sort of a culpable negligence type thing,
right?
Did you know or should have known that was going to cause harm to and here's the thing: what if it's a 5-year-old to go in there and doing that?
Yeah,
I mean, you got to take all these things in consideration. I would be very cautious about that sort of thing for the viewership that you may be trying to get.
Would you expect an arrest in this case if the porch thief came to you? I mean, aside from arresting them,
I can't imagine if paint got on an individual that we would arrest them. We would
the other one.
Just say that's probably we'd probably get the person.
Lesson learned. Go do better.
The person with blue paint would probably end up going to jail. I can't imagine a situation where we'd arrest someone for trying to protect their package with some paint dye. The banks do it all the time,
right?
So, but if you're doing something, you got one of these swinging, bowling balls or something that's going to swing
like
on and
alone.
Knock you and crush your face, then there might be some culpable negligence there, and certainly some civil issues that you might have. I can't imagine your homeowner insurance would love you to do that. So call them first.
Yeah, no, that's fair. By the way, no major incidents this week, which we'll celebrate that. I mean, we seem to always have something to talk about, and this week kind of haven't had, and what's great, I know you guys don't like the quiet word, but I'll say it, it's been pretty quiet in Escambia County, which is unusual, so I'll take it.
Since you mentioned it, I mean, we did take a look at some numbers yesterday, and our call volume, the calls into our dispatch is up from the year. Well, you're at 1%, which is we have more people.
Yeah.
More people call, but our offense reports, or the important reports based upon a criminal act, is quite a bit down.
It's quite a bit down.
Our homicides are, one is too many, as we know. We have 13 homicides so far this year. At this time last year and every year since, we've had upper 20s, almost 30 homicides.
I was going to say, 13 is not very many at this point in the year.
We got about half of what we normally have.
That's great. And you know what's interesting? My perception is that it's worse than that. But that's, of course, I live in the world where that's what we talk about and that's what we see. And, of course, that's why you have statistics, because statistics—
There's a song about that, Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, there is, right. That's exactly right. No, that's great news. We were talking about in Milton, school zone speed cameras, something that they are thinking about putting in. And I was just kind of curious. I know, I live close to West Florida High School, so we see the cop out there. I mean, it's a catastrophe every day. You know, pick up and drop off at every school is a catastrophe every day. But I always appreciate that the deputies are out there in the middle of the road with their cruisers and the lights on, and they're telling people what to do, and it's good. It's better. But do you still see, I'm just kind of curious as a problem, is it a problem of people speeding in school zones when kids are present? Or is there so much congestion that it's not really a problem? I mean, you tell me.
Well, I mean, how many is a problem? Is one person speeding through a school zone a problem? Yes. How big a problem is it? You know, you have to weigh that. But like we said a couple of weeks ago, I have just as many complaints about congestion, about cars stopped, as I do speeding through various intersections. So we have speed traders. We've doubled the size of our speed trader. Our speed traders, where we can stick out there so people know how fast. Just a reminder that you're going too fast, because sometimes I guess they don't see the speed lights. In fact, I just got a call this morning that with a time change, someone didn't change the school zone lights, so they're not quite working in the right time. So whoever's listening, whoever's got that switch, please
change the circadian rhythm change of the speed, your fall back school zones. True.
So you can do that. But getting back to the point, one is too many, and to get those cameras and that system and that whole system at work, and I'm assuming you talked about that.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
The deputies have to look at it. The county commission has to set up an ordinance to allow that to take place. It's $100 fine, and where does the money go? And we have to have deputies on hand to review all of these things. Now, we talked about this internally when I first took office.
Okay.
To say, is this something that we want to do? And at the time, again, we have deputies in the intersections so much that we didn't have the extra
manpower.
Deputies that they could sit in the office and review all these things that might be taking place. So there might be an avenue for that if the Board of County Commissioner has an appetite for it. I'm curious as to where the money would go, where the fines would go. But that's just not. First of all, we're not the first step. Board of County Commission would have to be the first step.
I will just say, as a driver, there are some places where the congestion is so bad that you couldn't even speed if you wanted to. There are other places where, if you're not familiar with it as a school zone, I remember the first time I was taking 9th Avenue North and turning west on Olive, and I just didn't even realize it was a school zone until I was in it. And there was no lights or anything like that. It might have been like not during the hours, so whatever. Right. But I'm like, oh, geez, what am I doing? Because it's, you don't think of it, and you don't see any kids, and so you just don't think of it. It can happen.
It's also 30 minutes after the school starts,
right?
So to me, that's the time, because traffic does flow. And there's not a lot of people walking around, but there's maybe that kid that's late for school,
right. That's
running, darting across the street. So it's obviously still a working zone, and you can get yourself in a bind.
The cameras are up in Pensacola Beach. Where are we at?
Well, they're not up yet.
Okay.
We're still working through that. We've got a couple months before they get up. These things take a while because they're professionally done.
And this is a permanent installation of surveillance cameras, at Casino Beach parking lot and so forth.
So right. we have to find existing poles. We have to get the power sources there. We have to then integrate that with our real-time crime center. We've already done it halfway with the boardwalk cameras, and so we're going to continue to do this. We'll have it up by next I guess, spring break.
All right. Anything else you're working on? Anything else you want to let people know about?
No.
Anything coming up? Any movie nights or,
We do. We're going to have a movie night.
Touch a truck
up
or dinner with a cop or dinner with a truck or touch a cop. I don't know which way it goes.
We have a coffee with a cop. We don't have as many trucks as firefighters do.
Okay. Yeah. They do have the big shinies, so that's fine.
Well.
Big red ladder trucks that make a big impression on the kids. You got the Bearcat, but anyway. So anything coming up?
We got the Bearcat. November 13th, we have Coffee with a Cop
at
the Lucky Goat on North Davis Highway. That's pretty good. We're working on finalizing our movie night. We're going to move on all the way up to Century. To have it up there at Anthony Pizant Park up there.
Okay.
We had it up there a couple years ago when it was actually pretty good. A little cool up there. And heading up north.
North. You got to put an extra coat on when you go to the Timberland, right? So
it's going to take us 45 minutes to get up there. That's true.
That's right. All right. Well, Sheriff Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for what you do. Great to have a week where we didn't have to talk about anything particularly awful. I like that. I expect there will be some at some point.
And, you bet.
That's why you guys are out there. So I appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
All right. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 5:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. And, one of the things that I try to always explain about Frontier is they are not trying to sell you one car. They're trying to sell you 5 or 6 or 8 cars. Not all right now, but, over time in the future. And if you think about it, that means that they approach you differently as a customer. If all you're trying to do, if you're, typical used car place and you're only trying to sell somebody one car, well, all you're trying to do is, get them to sign and drive away, and, whatever happens after that doesn't matter to you. But if you're trying to sell them the next 5 or 6 cars they buy for the rest of their life, you treat them in such a way that they want to come back, that they feel like they got such a great deal and great customer service, that it's an ongoing relationship instead of an individual. In philosophy, we used to call this the repeat iterations problem of, if you only interact with somebody one time, you know, you don't have to particularly treat them great, but if you're going to interact with them 10 times, you got to treat them better. Otherwise, they won't want to interact with you well. And that's what Frontier is all about, is doing things so well that you want to come back to them, that you want to buy every car from them. Well, it shows in how they do things. There's a whole bunch of different ways it shows. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
This one is under the lights at Death Valley as Florida State battles Clemson in an ACC showdown Saturday night on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU travels to Death Valley to take on Clemson. Last week, the Seminoles crushed Wake Forest 42-7 to raise their record to 4-4, while Clemson lost to Duke 46-45. The Florida State Seminoles versus the Clemson Tigers. Pre-game is set for 4 o'clock Saturday on News Radio 92.3. Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Here at the Paro.
Good morning, 5:56 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you on this Wednesday. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines and also rocking the paradise. Go ahead, David.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments today in that fast-tracked case over the legality of President Trump's tariff plan. The court's decision could have some massive implications for American consumers and businesses, the economy, and presidential authority. I know you'll be following that one.
I'll give you, without having listened to the oral arguments yet, but based on some of the reading that I've done, I think it's not likely the Supreme Court's going to side with him. Because you have both the major questions doctrine, which means that anytime, like if, you know, Congress wants to do something, that's fine, as long as it's within constitutional authority. But the executive can't just create a whole new thing without getting clarity from Congress on it. Those are the kinds of things that have to be decided by Congress. And this is definitely a major question. You know, can the president, at his will, impose whatever tariff he wants on any country? The what now? You know, that's not exactly what Congress had in mind, but in my opinion. But we'll see. This is a huge case for the, future of our country, future of the economy, President Trump's power, all of that, right?
Absolutely. Well, Democrats fresh off some big wins last night in key elections. Of course, something not in the news at all. Zohran Mamdani, the new mayor of New York City.
What is he doing?
Democrat Abigail Spanberger winning the race for governor in Virginia. Democrat Mikey Sherrill winning the governor's race there in New Jersey. And have you seen this crash in Louisville, Kentucky?
Oh, my God.
A UPS plane that crashed. 7 people confirmed dead so far. Governor Andy Beshear posting on X saying that number is expected to rise.
Yeah, it got 100 feet off the air, and it was on fire, and the fire engulfed, and it just it's awful. Yeah, it's really, really bad. And the only question – and I had not paid a lot of attention to the story, but – The one thing that I thought I heard, you tell me if I got this wrong, is it was three pilots and the other people would have had to have been on the ground, right?
Yeah, I think the plane crashed into a hangar, so maybe some type of workers that were in there or something.
I mean,
yeah.
Whatever's off the end of the runway.
Because there wouldn't be
there,
that
right?
many people on board a UPS plane.
Right.
Unless yeah. somebody was deadheading somewhere.
You're right, unless you know? Somebody was, yeah, riding it. But anyway, yeah, no. It's a pretty awful thing for sure. And it was headed to Hawaii, so, I mean, it would have been, you know, long flight and all
full
that.
Full of fuel.
All right. Yeah, full of fuel, exactly right. David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, I got an interesting report yesterday from one of the things the mayor released was, and Studio 850 did a good job reporting on this, that the job numbers for ST Engineering or ST Aerospace are actually really good. This has been kind of one of the questions is, you know, how many people are they employing? Are they on track? What are they paying? All of that kind of stuff. Well, you know, doing pretty well. The total number of employees over the last 3 years, if you watch it on a bar chart, which they release, has gone up and up and up and up, and it's now over 600. Just a little bit of a dip in the last month, but I mean, it's, you know, over 600. That's really good. The annualized quarterly job wages, $87,000. So, you know, that's a pretty good income, you know, and that also has been up. That's much higher than the $41,000 targeted wage. So that's good news. And, you know, job creation is up as well. So they're in the middle of their four hangar development project. And, you know, we still, I think there's a little bit of uncertainty about what the totality of that fourth one is going to be because of funding. But generally speaking, this looks like it's been a very good thing, both for the city, for the area, you know, for the employees, and for the possibility of developing that kind of aerospace corridor. I think there's still good questions to be asked about whether it was worth the money, but it's been good.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.